Well, in Israel, unrest has intensified over the government's plan to weaken the Supreme Court. The proposed judicial reforms will give the legislature the power to choose judges and override Supreme Court decisions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the changes are needed to rein in an activist court. But hundreds of thousands of protesters say the country's democracy is under attack. And in a speech last night, President Yitzhak Herzog said the danger of a civil war is within touching distance. Emily Rose is Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem. Emily, this latest spasm of protests began after Netanyahu rejected President Herzog's more moderate plan. Why was the compromise so swiftly shot down?
So according to Netanyahu, very quickly after that speech, he rejected the framework based on the fact that he said it didn't restore balance to the different authorities in Israeli government. Though for those of us watching last night, it was pretty clear that despite his efforts to broker some kind of compromise and negotiation, the president just didn't have support from members either of the opposition or in the governing coalition for that new framework to be put to fruition. And therefore, it was almost dead in the water.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this week, the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, has taken the first steps to approve this judicial overhaul. What are the changes exactly?
Well, according to this framework that it's put forward, this planned judicial overhaul, as you mentioned, it's going to give the governing coalition more power to select judges. There's going to be an override clause that will give the government the power to put forward legislation. And even if the court rejects it, saying it's not constitutional, it won't have the power to overthrow that legislation, and basically consolidating power in the hands of the governing coalition.
Look, last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu was forced to take a helicopter from the parliament to the airport to head out on an international visit because the streets were so jammed with protesters, cars couldn't move. How big have these protests been?
So these protests have numbered in the thousands and hundreds of thousands. And as you mentioned, they've been disruptive in a way that I think is pretty unprecedented here. But the main thing to look at, I think, is actually the demographic, the people who are protesting. If you look very recently, you see calls from even Israeli reservists saying that they're not going to serve in the Israeli military if this overhaul does go through. Now, that would be so damaging to the Israeli security brass because it really can't fight wars without that bulk of the reservists serving. And then the other demographic to look at are the tech workers. The high-tech sector in Israel is the economic engine of the country. And you see a lot of high-tech leaders, entrepreneurs, financial advisors, and specialists saying that they won't continue to even live in this country or grow their businesses in this country if this overhaul goes through. So you're seeing a major hit both to the economic security and the physical security of the country. And that is quite unprecedented for this country.
And why hasn't it been enough to, maybe make lawmakers change their minds?
So it looks like this governing coalition is saying that it was elected for the mandate of restoring that balance to power, the balance between the judicial bodies and the government. It sees the courts as having far too much power and says that it wants to restore that balance and that it's going to do it with this planned judicial overhaul. And so it is committed to passing these reforms as is. I do have to say, though, that it is a bit too soon to tell because we could still see these reforms softened. We don't know if members of the coalition are now having some kind of buyer's remorse. Perhaps they're thinking about walking back these changes a little bit. They haven't yet passed, but so far it looks like they're still committed to passing this overhaul as is.
Well, in the meantime, is President Herzog's warning about a civil war an exaggeration? Is it a real concern?
So actually, this week I had dinner with former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He served as Prime Minister from 2006 to 2009. And I asked him what will happen if this overhaul goes through and then the court rejects it and says that it's not constitutional, which is a very likely scenario. And he said members of the top Israeli authorities, so the security brass, the intelligence, members of other bodies of civil society and organizations will side with the courts if that happens, and they won't side with the government. So you could very likely see a scenario where there is a collision between major Israeli authorities and the governing coalition. Again, that would be unprecedented, but it is not something that is unimaginable or unforeseeable by a lot of top Israeli officials and experts.
Emily Rose, Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem, where there are proposed judicial reforms that would give the legislature the power to choose judges, and people are pouring into the streets to protest that, but the legislature is considering all of this. We'll follow it. And Emily, thank you so much for your input today.
Thanks for having me.